My mind, I dare to believe that God still loves you. Everyone will ultimately arrive at God's heart palace, but those who aspire will definitely arrive infinitely sooner. Negativity is another name for deliberate negligence. God enjoys the warm climate of our gratitude heart. My God, surrender is finally complete. Never be afraid of God's ways. God's ways only give us liberation from the snares of ignorance. God's compassion, forgiveness, reign, I desperately need. I implore God to impose His will upon me at every moment. It is impossible for God to withdraw His compassion. God's forgiveness footprints I treasure in the depths of my heart. Each human heart is tightly, not loosely, connected with God's heart. I serve God with my ever-transcending love and devotion. The mind loves the art of complication. The heart loves the art of utter simplicity. Do not excavate yesterday's ruthless and useless cave. Tomorrow's dreams can be within the reach of today. When we can see eternity in fleeting time, we make the fastest spiritual progress. We must feel that each moment is shorter than the previous one, so that we can be faster in our spiritual approach to God. God criticizes me and insults me. Why? Because He takes me as His own, very own. God begs us to stop and rest upon His nectar lap. Alas, all in vain. Our faith in God helps us to avoid dangerous inner calamities. God criticizes me and insults me. Why? Because He takes me as His own, very own. I must learn what God's heart wants from my heart. I must learn what God's eye does not want from my eyes. Obedience, the difference between heaven rapture and hell torture. My mind, stand up and say that you are all God's. Nothing is over until it is completely over, according to God's eye. Two essential things: be spiritual and be spiritual again and again. Each fleeting moment is extremely extraordinary in our spiritual life. The morning sun says to me, I have God's message light for you. The evening star says to me, God is welcoming you. Even the longest ignorance night will someday end. My life is a hope moon. My heart is a promise sun. God's nectar feet, not for the chosen few, but for all. God obedience has to be practical and not theoretical. Every day, God supplies me with new opportunities to please Him in His own way. If you fall down from one mountain cliff, then get ready immediately to climb the next mountain. The mind loves to enjoy speculation. The heart loves to enjoy God satisfaction. My God gratitude heart is well protected by heavenly angels. Wherever I go, God sends His eye to accompany me. We must please God every day, even in the tiniest details. The surprise of surprises, my mind has finally surrendered to God's will. My mind claims God for its illumination. God says He has never heard anything like this before. Falling down is not disgraceful. Not to try again to climb up is indeed disgraceful. Our God realization journey has infinite wonders along the way. For God's heart to win, my heart has to cry, and my life has to smile. My life is between earth-sent hope and heaven-sent promise. Hope says, I can become. Promise says, I already am. God's forgiveness arms can catch anybody He wants to. When I cry, God tells me that I am His fondest child. When I smile, God tells me that I am His bravest son. Each wrong thought can be as powerful as dynamite. There is always something beautiful, soulful, and powerful to do. No distance can be as far as yesterday's mind. Take each day as the very last day of your life. This way you can make the fastest progress. I must know that even the loftiest towers begin from the ground. God tells me that he will feel sad if I do not have one particular thing, a sense of humor. Time. It is at once priceless and measureless. Each life is an unrehearsed cosmic play. May my life live between my Lord's sayings and his doings. To doubt God's love is to shorten one's life breath. Be happy, be happy. You will always have time to be unhappy later. I found out what God loves. He loves only one thing. My love. The mind suspects happiness. The heart creates happiness. My heart shares joys to enjoy joy to the fullest. When we are happy, we go far beyond the limitation boundaries. Be a little more compassionate than needed. There is always time to do the right thing for the right person. Life is nothing but perpetual preparation. My surrender heart is my life's golden dawn. My Lord tells me that he may publicly praise me and criticize me in private. Well done is infinitely more significant than well said. You may fall down. That does not mean that you will not be able to rebound again, high, higher, highest. Never interfere with a God devotion heart. A God server is fortunate par excellence. Is there anybody who has not done something to please God in his own way? No matter how small a step, it is extremely significant. If you find something nice to say about humanity, then God will have everything nice to say about you. You may really and permanently fail if you do not make further attempts. Self-giving has no foreign accent. Success gets what it greedily wants. Progress gets what it desperately needs. My heart tries to feel at every moment God's serving actions. A problem is not a burden, but an opportunity in disguise. Let no day pass without smiling at others. Nothing is unimportant. Nothing is insignificant. Nothing is meaningless and worthless. With simplicity, God starts his wisdom book. May each human being try to be a first-class citizen of God's universal heartland. Time is meant to serve God's will and nothing else. Death is not a deadline. It is the beginning of a new road. Alas, peace has become an unwanted guest in almost every earth family. To vanquish negativity, only one thing is of paramount importance. Love of the heart. My ego mind dares. My oneness heart cares. A sincere God satisfaction tear is what God desires above all else. Our constant God devotion can solve all our problems, big and small. God revolves around our hearts. The mind revolves around itself. Not what we powerfully say, but how soulfully we say it is of supreme importance. Stay clear of the negativity mind all the time. God finds it very strange when I fail to please him with my sincerity heart. When we live in the heart, God strengthens our heart. When we live in the mind, we weaken our very earth existence. Every day I must muster inner strength to satisfy God in his own way. Each aspiration tree eventually will reach its fullest height. God's one and only desire is my complete satisfaction in all his activities. Anything worldly tarnishes the brilliance of our spiritual life. God's childlike innocence captures my total attention. God's compassion eye is always his greatest teaching. The human in us tells us that we have blessed the world by coming into the world. The divine in us tells us that the world has blessed us by bringing us into the world. It is our bounden duty to help a drowning seeker in crisis with our inspiration and aspiration. I am so happy that my long-forgotten God devotion songs I am learning once again. In the spiritual life, if you can advance even by inches, then you are accomplishing something really great. The very thought of missing God's boat kills the sincere seekers. Alas, we do not wait happily for God's choice hour to arrive. The divine life has no finishing touch. My soul has appointed my heart to be my mind watchman. When our helplessness is complete, a new light from above descends. Our mind's enthusiasm supply must be inexhaustible. It is quite common for the desire mind to suffer from perpetual jealousy, anxiety, and insecurity. If we doubt all the time God's existence on earth, then we are incorrigible seekers. When I make my mind the boss of my life, I suffer from the darkest confusion nightmare. If we enjoy our self-doubt, then we retard our spiritual progress astonishingly. If we take our spiritual life seriously, we can never be off duty. Reveal your weaknesses only to your soul and your Lord Beloved Supreme. They are the ones who can turn your weaknesses into strengths. My unconditional surrender to God's will is the ever-shortening road to God. No more hesitation, mind, no more. No more insecurity, heart, no more. No more aggression, vital, no more. No more lethargy, life, no more. God's service more, evermore. God aspiration more, evermore. God dedication more, evermore. God manifestation more, evermore. A life of desire is an uneventful life in God's eye. Sleeplessly we must pray, breathlessly we must meditate. Then only God's heart sanctuary will be at our disposal. Every small moment of victory in pleasing God is of paramount importance in our life. Loneliness is slow poison. I need God's life every day. God needs my heart every day even more. Just to console me, my soul tells me that I should not be doomed to disappointment. My soul also has made mistakes. My self-giving heart is my heaven entry visa. God tells me that my only home is God's silence heart. I belong only to God's Compassion Heart Society. God does not mind if we take a detour, but he does mind if we give up spirituality. We are impossible fools. We ask God to change his will. We came into the world only to please God in his own way. The less I fulfill myself, the more I please my Lord Supreme. Alas, the dispute between the mind and the heart proves to be mortal. Aspiration ascent is meant for every seeker. God's compassion eye is the only thing that graces my life every day. When I meditate well, God extends my inner vision. God cannot stop laughing at the mind's dire pronouncement. Anticipation can be both torturous and rapturous. In the world of silence, no outer law is welcome. There can be no monopoly on God's compassion eye. On every account, I must succeed in disciplining myself. A oneness heart is a God requirement. Oneness holds the clue to all answers. God's compassion eye and God's forgiveness heart are always with me every step. Insecurity must not paralyze my service hands. God knows well that even if I do not succeed in pleasing him, I love him all the time. Ignorance night will never learn how to live alone. I school myself in intensive worship. Insecurity strangles our life expansion, and jealousy stifles our self-expression. If we want the best security in life, then we must cling to the divine within us. I keep purity as a permanent member of my inner family. Listen carefully to what your inner pilot has to say. My soul weeps through my heart. My heart weeps through my life. I must become the tenderness of my heart. I must become the soulfulness of my life. Every day I must make my God love deeper and more sincere. My soul is a morning sunrise singer in my heart. My aspiration heart is ringing with God's victory bell. A sincere God lover does not believe in any real danger zone. When I live in my mind sky, I never see any sign of dawn. My Lord, each smile of yours increases the fragrance of my aspiration heart. God loves my heart flame offering infinitely more than I can ever imagine. The mind impurity thinks that it knows everything about God. The heart purity is always eager to know a little more about God. My only prayer to God is this. I would like to be a God-satisfying hero warrior. Faith is the most brilliant student of spirituality. Every day we must begin our life with an inspiration search. Needless to say, doubt is our timeless enemy. If you do not forget about your useless past, how can God give you a useful present and future? We must not stop, even when we succeed, for the goal is ever transcending. Our souls laugh at us when we try to impress God with our aspiration. Proceed, proceed, my Lord tells me. He also tells me, there is no red light on your way to my palace. My heart hoists God's victory banner all the time. The restless mind drains all my vital energy. In the cosmic game, the mind and the vital never play their roles well. By concealing the mind, we cannot transform the mind. To transform the mind, we must face the mind. Desire thoughts are born in the mind clouds. Never allow even an iota of doubt to creep into your God-searching mind. I like to lose myself inside God's eye, but God wants me to lose myself inside his heart.